we talked about this watering thing with the corn, and I sort of stuck it to the corn a couple weeks ago, more water, and boy, oh boy, did it respond. Now, same thing, I presume, stay watering for a little bit longer, but then maybe as the heat goes away, start drawing back with the corn too?
Well, you know, water, that's a very good point, Don, because, you know, here we are, we talk about putting the water liberally to our gardens, and we're living in a high desert land, and our, you know, our water issues everywhere in this nation are becoming critical. And mm-hmm. so how can we use our water in a very wise way? And just like you said, once the crops have produced their fruit, for the most part, let's say corn again, mm-hmm. and that corn is on the vine, and it's just well on its way to ripening, it's had all its water it needed to grow big and tall and green and lush, and there's corn on the stalk and everything, you can begin to reduce that water for sure.
Okay.
That's going to save that water for something else, even our own homes, and keep that corn a-going strong. So this hot weather, while they're beginning to set their fruit and make their fruit, they need the water.
Okay.
But at a certain point, they can, for sure, do quite well without so much of it. So,
okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So now you mentioned, we mentioned potatoes briefly